Welcome to the audio weblog of the Hackberry House of Chosun. Today, the final installment of He Talks to a Million Every Day. Well, so you've just encouraged a bunch of brothers and sisters to serve the Lord a little more openly. Because of your great idea for service, they all get arrested. That's a great feeling. Well, that's what Mr. Kim, the radio evangelist whose story we conclude today, had to deal with when his photo studio plan disintegrated. This is from a talk he gave not long ago at a Voice of the Martyrs gathering, and I refer you to the first two parts before you read this or hear this if you haven't heard the first two parts already. He says, "I found myself blaming God, who had permitted them to be sent to a concentration camp, though he is all-powerful and could have prevented it. I cried out so much I thought I'd go crazy when I realized I'd probably never see my brothers and sisters again. I even wanted to curse Pastor F, who got me into all this to begin with. Then the pastor called. I didn't want to talk. But he asked me to open the Bible with him and pray. I thought, Pastor, those people are dying now. What does it matter if we pray for them now? No one can save them. While I was trying to stop those words from coming out of my mouth, I heard the Word of God coming through the phone. The words were, but I have prayed for you, that your faith should not fail. And when you have returned to me, strengthen your brothers." The pastor was reading from Luke 22, verse 32. I knew immediately that the voice and the message were from God, not from a human being. It wasn't some American pastor I was hearing. It was Jesus himself, and his word became my cornerstone. Yes, I had complained about the Lord sitting by while others suffered. But he said to me, "I am the one who set you on your feet, and I am the one who will guard your faith." That's when I was born again as a son of God. That's when my heart began to desire to share the message of love with North Korea defectors around me. I called on them to join me and those other brothers and sisters in laying down our lives for North Korea. God has blessed this group of defectors. We're in the center of North Korea missions, literally launching flyers, tracks into the country via helium balloons and broadcasting the gospel through shortwave radio into North Korea. Yes, we hear that the primary challenge facing North Korea is that they are starving to death. But I believe that even more they need the Word of God and songs of praise. Recently, the NK government spent $900,000 for an eternal shrine to Kim Il-sung. But they say they have no money for rice. That same government threatens the world by making nuclear weapons. Yet there are mountains of dead people who were told the government could not support them. So we announce to this government and its people the living God, who will expose their idolatry and blanket the land with hope and freedom. Some criticize our work, both the balloon launches and our broadcasting. You can imagine the NK government's not too happy with these things, but a growing number of young South Koreans have begun to believe the lies of the North. They criticize too. But we know that the Holy Spirit and His people, the Voice of the Martyrs and elsewhere, are beginning to touch the hearts of the North Korean people. We're the first to share the good news in the North Korean dialect. People who don't live on the Korean Peninsula may not realize the huge differences there are in the northern and southern speaking and vocabulary, including even the very name for God. Culture differences are great too. Think of the difference between Russians and Americans, and then think even more. Remember that North and South have been segregated for the past 60 years, and have been carefully taught to treat each other as bitter enemies. But as North Koreans ministering to North Koreans, the language and culture differences do not exist. That's why we can touch their heart with the 30,000 flyers launched via balloon and with the daily broadcast, the voice of freedom. Sometime this very day, many, many will hear the words, quote, "Now you are hearing the gospel broadcasting in the North Korean language through the voice of freedom." Imagine it. These words daily fill the vast, empty space of North Korean hearts. We've gone through a very difficult time, a deadly time. It's like from hell to heaven. And through the ministry you have enabled us to have, we've been reborn from slaves into the sons and daughters of God. Each step we take is a testimony to the people back in our hometowns. Pastors, missionaries, VOM staff, everyone here today, please pray for each flyer. Please pray for each broadcast. Please pray that God will allow the NK people who are experiencing such bitter lives to come to know the Word of God and the love of God. And please pray endlessly for Pastor and Mrs. F, for VOM, for all the NK missionaries who live with the mind of sacrifice, like the pain of bones scraping against bone and skin being torn from body for the sake of dying souls. I thank you from the bottom of my heart. Amen. And amen. I want you to join Mr. Kim daily right here on Sermon Audio. We're going to be presenting his 30-minute broadcast just as they're heard in North Korea today and every day. The name to look for when you're looking this up every day is North Korea Radio Broadcast. That's different from what I first came out with, but we're calling it the North Korea Radio Broadcast. Well, thank you for tuning in today. If you want a written copy, go to my homepage and type in Hackberry and then click on weblog and so on. You'll be able to find all my written Bible teachings and a whole lot of information, much more, about North Korea. Pray with me today that God will keep having His way in Chosun, the hermit kingdom, and in our lives too. Amen.